Located on the crystal blue waters of Lake Huron lies Mackinac Island. She is tucked in between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Indulge me as I share all the ins and outs of the place that stole my heart. This is Totally Mackinac Island. Hello and welcome to Totally Mackinac Island podcast. I am your host, Heather. I hope you're doing well and that you have booked your trip to Mackinac, because now that we are almost to May, things are going to be opening and you need to get everything booked. Now, I'm not saying that there's not going to be some availability, but if you want to go during peak season, you might not have as much luck. With that being said, if you're wanting to stay on the island for a few nights, one of the places I would highly recommend is the Mackinac House. I've been fortunate enough to stay there and was able to secure an interview with Alyssa, who manages the property currently right now. Alyssa also does a fantastic job on her TikTok sharing you insights of the island that she might be exploring, so then when you go there, you can do that as well. All that information will be down in the show notes for you to find out more about how you can follow her and get that information, because I love seeing everything she has to share. So I'm going to let Alyssa take it away and tell you all about this fantastic place to stay, the Mackinac House.
We are very lucky today to have on the show Alyssa from the Mackinac House, and welcome to the show. And one thing I like to always ask for you and to share with the listener, what is your Mackinac origin story?
So I am very blessed. I'm a Northern Michigan girl. I grew up in Sheboygan, which is close by to the island. As a teenager, a lot of my friends, myself included, got summer jobs connected to the island. So I worked for the ferry boats, which was awesome. I spent two seasons in high school doing that. I absolutely loved it. Of course, day trips, it's something all of our schools do for field trips. I've just always been over here. As an adult, I brought my children over as well and stayed connected. But honestly, I didn't ever dream that I would be living and working here. And it's amazing. I love it.
I love that so much. Yeah, my friend who grew up in Michigan, because I'm from Indiana, I didn't realize how many schools take trips there. I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely. It's, you know, most of late April, early May is school trips. And I think it's wonderful. I love seeing all the kids here. So many people don't know Mackinac Island exists, which is still amazing to me. But in our state, I think our school system does a great job of getting the kids here.
It makes you realize this is such a memory for them that they're going to remember, oh, we did this field trip here. And maybe Absolutely. They might not at that time, but maybe later on they'll be like, oh, I forgot we came here. And it's really
Absolutely.
Cool to see that. Mm-hmm. So you work at a place that I love. And can you share with the listener where it is and what it is you do exactly?
Absolutely. So I work at the Mackinac House. It is Mackinac Island's newest hotel. We were a brand new build in 2019. We're located on Market Street. So one street back from Main Street, which I love. It's so much more peaceful. We stay out of the craziness of the foot traffic that's going in and out of the stores on Main Street, but we're close by to everything, so that's amazing. I'm blessed to live here. I am the innkeeper and general manager, so I get to live here. I am here 24/7 in season, which is great, but I do have a wonderful staff that helps for me to get breaks, so
yes,
it's a great job.
It is a beautiful place. Now I remember before, like on Market Street, and can you share with the listener, like how they would actually, if they're not super familiar with Market Street, how they might actually get there? Cause there's a few fun ways for you to find the Mackinac House, I think.
Absolutely. So there are any of the side streets from Maine will take you to Market Street, but the easiest way, if you're familiar at all with the island, is right across from the Starline Dock is our Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau, as well as the carriage tours where you would purchase your tickets and get in line to do that. Right there, there's a brick pathway, and if you just walk that to the next street back, you're going to come right across the street from the Mackinac House. You'll see us right at the end of that brick pathway. So.
Yep, that's the way that I like to go. You're not going up as much of a hill as some of the other hills you might have to do.
Exactly.
What was there before the Mackinac House was there?
So there was a private residence here for about 40 years. I believe it was owned by a woman named Kay Hoppenrath, and the owner, one of the two owners of the Mackinac House, used to deliver groceries to her. So that's kind of how he got connected to this property when it was put up for sale and how the Mackinac House came to be. So it's an interesting story. Once Andrew Dowd and Bob Benzer bought this property, they donated the home that was here to the city. And it was moved. It was saved and it was moved, and it's up in Surry Hill, and the city, I believe, uses it to house employees. So I think that's very cool that they managed to save it.
It's fun when I go back and, you know, especially now, and I'm sure that you can understand this, I wasn't, when I first started going to the island, it wasn't a digital era. So you just had old photos. So sometimes you really had to rely on your memory and think, what was there? And I remember the house that was down on Main Street where I think Bicycle Inn Street is, that's at. But I couldn't remember for the life of me right there with the Mackinac House. Yeah.
I couldn't either. It's okay. You know, it's crazy because, like I said, I've been coming here since I was a small child, so too many years to tell. And it feels like it's changed so much, but at the same time, it feels like it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
You know, but I have seen buildings come and go over the years, and buildings where there weren't buildings before. Luckily, I think overall, we've managed to keep this place as beautiful as it can be. It's not overbuilt, you know. People maintain their properties the best they can here, which I think is amazing. So,
yeah.
It's absolutely lovely.
Yeah, I love it. I love all the flowers, too.
Oh, me too.
So, the Mackinac House, you know, like you talked about him buying the property, but how did it actually come to be?
So once Kay convinced Andrew that he should be buying the property, his vision was for it to become employee housing. Most of the business owners on this island do house their seasonal workers, and there's never enough housing. Anybody will tell you that here. We just will never have enough for all the employees that come to the island to work. So that was Andrew's vision, but Bob Benzer, his partner and great friend, had the vision of a boutique hotel. He thought that was something that the island could really use, and he convinced Andrew, and the rest was history.
Well, that's the other thing. Boutique hotels, they're really something that's quite relatively new with that. And for those that don't know, can you maybe elaborate a little bit more of what exactly that is?
Sure. I think by definition, a boutique hotel would be any hotel that had under 100 rooms and offered, you know, a more personal type of service to their guests. For us, you know, we kind of also took the artsy feel of a boutique hotel. We had a wonderful designer. Her name is Pam Houdeman from Glen Arbor. She did an amazing job with this place with all of the colors, the fabrics, the textures. The art is incredible here. So overall, I think it's just a different take on that big hotel kind of corporation feel. This is more of, you feel like you're at home, you feel like you're in someone's house and they're taking good care of you.
Yeah.
And I think I have a great staff that does that here.
Oh my gosh. And I have shared with the listener, I have stayed there, and I cannot agree with you more. You walk up, the flowers you guys have around there are incredible, and we'll touch base on that. But then when you walk in, you feel instantly like you are at home. You love the colors. They flow so beautifully. And yes, your staff, I cannot say enough how wonderful. Always greeting you, always saying hi, always interacting with you. And it was wonderful. I can't say enough about your place, and I have loved staying there. And it was, but yeah, I think the first time we went in, we were all like, oh my God, this is so cute.
You know, it's beautiful. They've done a great job, and it's very high end here, but I like people to feel like they're not in a fancy place. I want people to come in and feel like they're at home and they can be as comfortable as they want here. And I think that people do feel that because my guests are constantly using our lobby, our front porch, our lawn. They're always down here. And so my employees get the chance to get to know them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny, but we're always hugging our guests goodbye when they're leaving because they become our friends, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, yeah. And because in a way, it's somewhat like how a bed and breakfast can be, minus the breakfast, but you have a little bit more of a unique opportunity to interact with your guests, because there aren't as many rooms with that.
Absolutely. It's very much feels like a bed and breakfast here, and we do get mistaken for that, and I kind of feel bad, because though I do provide a great continental breakfast, it's mm-hmm. not the hot breakfast that you'd find at a bed and breakfast. So, but that is something that we do. I think over the years that I've been here, I've gotten better about my continental breakfast, trying to make it as wonderful as it can be, and taking dietary restrictions into consideration, because that's something my guests, I see more and more of. We also do afternoon snack every day, which mm-hmm. is great. We just put it out there and let the guests help themselves. So we try to treat you, and again, just make you feel like you can be at home and enjoy a bottle of wine in our lobby, you know, munch on the food that we put out, and really relax,
yes.
which is what Mackinac Island is all about.
For sure. In the lobby, for the listener to know, can you kind of share what they might be looking at when they walk into the lobby? It's not what I feel you would expect sometimes with a traditional lobby.
For sure. So, you know, when you walk in, you're going to see some oversized chairs, seating areas. I do have quite a few tables and chairs and some benches where families can gather for our continental breakfast, our snack, as well as I keep a plethora of games for families to play, and they get used. I love that. I love to see families down here playing board games. You know, I see a lot of families teaching each other how to play euchre, which is always fun to watch silently in the background. So you're going to walk into what feels like kind of a big living room, and I have a breakfast bar area where I always have coffee and water, bottled water out for people. Up until about usually the last boat in the summer, it's about 10 p.m. I'll have someone sitting at my desk, like you said, to greet people, to answer any questions. We get a lot of questions here. People come to the island without really knowing, you know, some people do their research and some people don't, and they always want our advice, mm-hmm. which is great. I love to share the things I love most about this island. If you ask me, I'm not going to be quiet, and I'm probably going to show you pictures and give you maps and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the guests love that. And again, it's what really solidifies the relationship and gets them coming back year after year.
Yeah, I was, when I come to the island, it's like I can't seem to sleep. I'm just so excited to be there. And the one night I had insomnia and I had a book I was reading. And so I loved that I could come down to the lobby. I sat in the one corner back by the table, and there were all these pillows because I've always wanted a window seat. So I love that I could sit there and I just sat there and read. And I felt so cozy. I loved that it was, I mean, it was still dark out, but it was so nice to have that opportunity, because if I can't sleep at home, I always go to the living room. So I love that I could come down and do that.
And it's peaceful. I have a lot of guests that do that, and I love it. I'm the first one up in the morning, so sometimes I come up to turn on the lights and I'll have a couple people just quietly reading already in the lobby.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, and that was really nice to be able to have that opportunity with that. Now, can you share with how many rooms there are?
So we have 19 total rooms spread out over 4 floors. I have family suites, which they are in a basement level, but they're a bigger room. So for our larger groups, sometimes groups that need to split up between 2 rooms, it's perfect. One of them sleeps 5, one sleeps 6. So the rest of our rooms are on the main floor, a second floor, and a third floor. I do have balcony rooms, which are wonderful. I have 5 of those in total, 4 with Market Street facing balconies, which if you've never stayed on Market Street, our traffic is carriage tours. That's what we see going by all day long. So if you love that sound of the horses, the clip-clop going by, it's the perfect place to just sit and take it all in. But I also have a suite off of the back of the building called the Fort Suite, with a very large balcony overlooking the Fort of Mackinac, which is how it got its name.
Uh-huh.
That is my only actual suite in the building. It has a separate sleeping space as well as a living room, a kitchenette, and that large balcony. So that is my biggest room. The rest of my rooms are standard rooms, which either have a king bed or 2 queen beds. So they're all beautifully decorated. Again, the designer did a great job. There's not a room in here that's not absolutely adorable. And, you know, I think for I always hear from people we're the best value on the island. I'm not sure if that's true. I haven't priced everybody out, but I really do think for the price here, you get a wonderful stay.
I absolutely have to agree. In fact, when I was looking the one time, I was very impressed with your family suite prices. And and now if they are down there, obviously they're not going to have some of the views, but I think at that point you're in the rooms, but we're not in the rooms that much. So I think, especially if you have a family, I don't know.
Absolutely. The space is bigger. It's, mm-hmm. you can spread out a little bit more. Again, you have that kitchenette. And you're right, you don't spend a lot of time in your rooms. But if you're going to spend time at the hotel and you want to relax, I have the lobby, I have the front porch, I have the lawn. There's all these places that they can stretch out and have a beautiful view. So there are windows, you do get natural light down there, but unfortunately the view is obstructed.
Yeah. And I think when you have that, there's some parts that you're like, oh, I wish I did. But I mean, most of the time, it might be you're popping in to do something, use the bathroom, do something else, and then you're popping back out. So I think
exactly.
You're right. It was your rates are incredibly good with what you have. Not to mention then the amenities that you offer there. Let's go into that.
Well, we're blessed being a new property. We do have air conditioning, which is something you don't even think about when you come to the island, that you may end up in a hotel that doesn't have it. But it's not as common as you think here. So all of our rooms, like I said, have air conditioning. They all have smart TVs. We have fridges in our rooms. We have Keurigs in the rooms. We have luxury bath products. I use the Veda products here, so most people love that. Let me see. I have premium bedding, triple sheeted beds. Our mattresses, I get comments on every day, where are your mattresses from? They're incredible. So the owners just really spared no expense. They wanted this to be a luxury place, and they hit the mark. They did a great job.
They really did. I have to agree. And even the bathrooms, I think the one thing that I love is the tile that you have in the bathrooms of the rooms that I've stayed in. And the size of the bathrooms, along with the shower space, you really feel like you have, especially like we went for girls trips. So a lot of times, you know, we're going to get out, maybe get dressed. And I didn't feel like super confined in there or anything.
Absolutely. No, the rooms are a nice size. Like you said, the bathroom's a nice size. They all have glass enclosed walk-in showers, except we do have a handicap accessible room with a barrier-free shower available. Oh, nice. But the rest are all very similar. Great big showers, lots of space. It's wonderful.
Yes. Now, for the listener, I didn't even think of asking this before. This is only stair accessible. There's no elevator. Am I correct?
Correct. So I do have 5 rooms on the first floor. If stairs are an issue, you know, that is the way to go for sure. But I have dock porter available to help with luggage. So if walking up the stairs isn't an issue, just getting your luggage up the stairs is, that service is always available.
Oh, yeah. And God bless those dock porters. Cause
oh, my gosh, I know.
You tip them massively because I know I overpack. I feel bad for them with that. Now, do you have anything that you guys are doing right now for updates for the hotel?
Absolutely. Every winter, we paint. If you can see, you know, I have white walls throughout this whole place. Lots of pops of color everywhere, but to maintain the white walls, it takes pretty much a fresh coat of paint every winter. So we're in the process of doing that now. Updating some of the furniture that's taken a little bit of a beating. We are going into, let's see, gosh, it is my 4th season, so the 6th season here. So some things need to be replaced, and, you know, the typical power washing, window washing, staining the deck, all of that stuff. So it's a constant work in progress in the winter. People think that we just kind of take the winter off, but we don't. It's been nonstop, and it's great. It will be ready come April 26th when I open, and the place will look shiny and new again.
I'm just sure like it always will. Does. I have no doubt. Now, do you feel that you get a fair amount of returning guests at the same time each year now that you've been there for a while? Have you noticed that?
I am noticing it. I started noticing it last year quite a bit because, you know, that was my third season, and now I had seen some of these people maybe six or seven times over the three seasons. We have people that come up for the races, and they're pretty religious about doing those and come and stay here, which is nice. I have families that just come up for their family trip every year, and this has kind of been their place. So, yeah, I would say, and, you know, I haven't really figured out the percentage, but I would say I get a very large percent of return guests, and not just once, but sometimes two or three times a year.
Yeah, I think so. If somebody finds, one time I was there and I was just sitting at the Pink Pony talking to a father and his son, and they stayed, I don't remember where they said, they stayed at the same place every time they've come. They stay there for a week. It's just a tradition that they have formed with their family. And I think they know it, they like it, and that's something that works best for them. So, you know, for them, people to establish that there with you guys is wonderful.
Absolutely. I love that. There are people that, what I really love is there are people that'll come stay a couple nights with me and then go stay a couple nights at another hotel. And I think they're making the best of it, you know, Check out a few different places. A lot of people love to stay at the Grand, but it is, mm-hmm. you know, on the pricier side for a hotel stay. So sometimes they just do a night there and then come stay with us for the rest of their vacation. And it's great. Like I said, these people have become friends, and, you know, it's, they check in throughout the winter and see how things are going. It's amazing. It really feels like this is a different world here than what you're used to in the hospitality business. And I'm afraid now that I've been here, I don't want to be anywhere else.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, because there's a different pace that people have immediately once they get there.
For sure.
That they, the sense of relaxation. I think it definitely helps that there's no cars, you know.
You don't think about that until you actually remove yourself from a world with cars. And mm-hmm. I loved to drive prior to living on this island. And now I go home and I'm really quite annoyed when I'm off island and mm-hmm. have to be in a car or listen to a car or take care of a car, any of those things. So we are blessed to not have to worry about that. This time of year, we see a few cars for construction.
Oh, well, understandably,
and that kind of stuff. But it's so few and far between. So
yes, and that makes sense with doing that. And you know, you mentioned Market Street. Why do you think someone would, if, you know, they're always like, well, I always like to stay on Main Street. What do you think it is about Market Street that might entice somebody to maybe look into staying? I mean, I know why, but what would you say is something that might draw them there a little bit more?
Well, I touched on it earlier. I think it's just the craziness of Main Street can be overwhelming for some people. That is where our nightlife is, and the island can be known to have some pretty good nightlife. So staying right on Main Street, you might hear a little more of that than you want. They do have the view of the water, which is amazing. You can't trade that for anything. But the quietness of Market Street is, it's like just putting yourself one street back changes everything.
Yes.
At nighttime, we hear nothing. Nothing. I hear nothing. I sleep with my windows open, and the first thing I will hear in the morning is the birds, and then maybe a few horses very early. But we just don't hear the music from the bars, the people walking down the street. We're shielded from all of that. It makes a difference during the day because the stores are very busy here. If you've never been to the island, Main Street is full of, you know, t-shirt shops, fudge shops, all these fun places to explore. And there are people everywhere going in and out of these stores. So on Market Street, we have very little of that. We have some fun art galleries. We have some B&Bs, our post office, our medical center, those kind of businesses. So we're not really getting the foot traffic that everybody else gets. So
makes
a difference.
It does. It really, it is insane when you were saying that, because when we got up there, when I stayed there, it's always been the last full weekend you guys are open, the Halloween weekend. And
which is so much fun.
So much fun. And so usually we arrive on Thursday. So Thursday when we arrived there, I mean, it was so quiet because you were just in. And I remember my friends were like, is it like this? I'm like, well, I can't really say because this is really my first time staying on Market Street and seeing how it was. And even then when Friday and Saturday came because of the race and the Halloween weekend, it did get busier, but it was still not as crazy busy over. It was like a breath of fresh air. Once you just got away from that, it was really nice to have that.
I agree. And I find most of the guests after they stayed on Market Street for the first time, you know, I'd say the exact same thing. Uh-huh. They had no idea how peaceful it was going to be.
Yes.
But we're so close to everything, you know. Yes. At the end of the day, we're just minutes walking to pretty much everything you want to see on the island, except for, you know, the Stone Cliff area and Sunset Rock. But if you like to walk, that's not a bad walk either. It's quite lovely.
It is. It's a beautiful walk to do for sure with that. So not only, I mean, we touch on this, how it's decorated and your flowers out front. Those I think we needed to just discuss in general, because I think even if somebody was going by and they weren't even knowing it, at first you might be like, wait, is that someone's house or is that a place to stay? But your flowers are they by Jack Barnwell, or is it done by somebody else that does your flowers at the Mackinac House right now?
We have used a combination of Jack Barnwell as well as a business called Flourish and Bloom on the island.
Oh, yes. Flourish and Bloom. Yes.
Yeah, which is connected with St. Ignace and Bloom. So we've used them both. They both do an amazing job. I think this island is one of the most beautifully landscaped places I've ever been. And I am blessed each year. I feel like my flowers keep getting better. And this year, I'm getting spring flowers, which I haven't had in the past. And they're already coming up, which is crazy to me with this weather that we've been having, but the flowers here are just absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, I loved going around with the Google app, and because you had some unique flowers that I had never seen, and taking pictures. I mean, but as you said, all over the island like that. But the way the placement of all of them, and they flow so beautifully, and it goes so well with each season that you would have your spring to summer to fall. And I absolutely love that. And then going on to your porch, which, can you describe for the listener what your porch looks like?
We have a beautiful front porch that expands the whole length of the front, and lots of seating there. It is covered, so you get to stay out of the sun if you'd like, but there's ceiling fans to keep the airflow moving. So it's just a lovely place to sit and take in the views of, like I said, the carriage tours coming by. We have incredible hydrangeas that are, you know, in front of the porch and to the side of the porch. They're a quick fire hydrangea that are just absolutely breathtaking. And then the most beautiful flower baskets, hanging baskets I have ever seen. Every year they're different, and every year they're breathtaking. Wow. So again, I don't know what is going on in this island, if it's the air, if it's the soil, if it's just we have incredible gardeners, but the flowers here are just absolutely breathtaking.
I agree.
Everywhere you go. I would love to say it's just mine, but I could walk around this island for hours.
Oh my gosh,
and just take
yes.
in everybody's great.
Well, we were on Main Street, and in front of one of the shops, we were looking, and it was, you know, in fall. It was September. This last year we came in September, and they had some of the fall, but they had the little peppers in there with that I thought was genius, because
yes.
it gave these random pops of color that I never would have thought of doing, ever.
And coming in the fall, I mean, did you notice how beautiful the flowers still are in late October? I've never seen anything like it.
I have to agree. It was actually shocking on how we couldn't believe how beautiful they still were.
Yes. If you are a lover of flowers, this island is the place to visit. I tell all of my guests that, and especially I get a lot of people that ask, you know, should we come in May? Should we come in the fall? I'm partial to the fall because in May, you know, depending on our weather this year, we will have spring flowers in May. But I've been here when we have still, you know, we've still had snow and no flowers. So, but I have not been here in the fall where we haven't had flowers. Every year they've been gorgeous.
It just is. And I don't know, too, because you guys have had, I mean, I know a lot of postings that I've seen up there, a pretty mild winter for Mackinac up there, haven't you?
Really, we have. It's been incredible. We barely had snow, which for most people, that is a sad thing because they use snowmobiles to get around. I am not one of those people that complains. I'm blessed to live downtown and I don't own a snowmobile. So This has been great for me. And the ferry boat has ran all winter. And this is the second winter that this has happened. So that's been nice. We don't have to fly off the island. It's definitely more convenient to have that ferry running. But again, you know, it's bittersweet for some people. No ice bridge. There's a lot of people that like to come over by snowmobile in the winter. And that has not been an option for a few years now. But
yeah. It's, well, I mean, I can even say here, I can't believe how much green is popping up. I mean, even just this last week, it's been crazy. So I can imagine for you guys, when May does come this year, I think you guys will really have such beautiful flowers coming up.
I agree. Uh-huh. I hope the lilacs don't come too early. It's been so incredible.
I know, because we're coming during the lilac festival, and I'm like, okay, please, let them be there.
Slow down. I know.
Oh my gosh, I would hate that. Now, another thing I want to talk about, too, is your artwork in the hotel.
Yeah.
This is something that we all noticed without even saying. And it's not only in the rooms, it's in the lobby, it's in the hallways.
Yes.
Can you explain to the listener about this incredible artwork that you have there? Is it local artists? How do you decide on what pieces that you have throughout the hotel?
Absolutely. So I wish I had a part in deciding. I didn't. That, again, was the designer. But she did a wonderful job using artists that not all are local to the island, but their artwork is. Mm-hmm. We have more Marley Musser paintings than anything else in this hotel. It's probably 85% of what you saw when you were here. And she is, of course, local to the island, married to Dan Musser, who is the former president of the Grand Hotel. So that family, you know, I think up until a couple years ago, were part of that. And I don't know if they're still on the island. I wish I did, but I do see them from time to time. And the artwork is incredible. I get asked all the time. Her paintings are so colorful and texturized and just absolutely capture the spirit of this place like nothing else I've seen. Kevin Barton is another one. I have a beautiful Kevin Barton piece behind my front desk. You can find his artwork in the galleries here too. And very, you know, Vincent Van Gogh-ish. Again, lots of texture, lots of swirls, lots of just beautiful colors. The designer really nailed it with the artwork here. It's probably what I get comments on the most.
Yeah. And for the listener to know, there is a great amount of galleries on the island, which is always incredible to see. Is any of her work there as well, or any of the pictures, like you mentioned his, do you know if some of that might be available in some
I
of
do believe you can find Kevin's work in a few of the galleries on the island. And last I knew, Marley Musser's work was available in the Little Gallery, which is down the street from me on Market Street. But I know her stuff is harder to find these days. So
yeah.
I've had some people be able to find it online.
Yeah.
Again, most people that comment on it want something.
Oh, yeah.
She does such a great job. And I think, you know, probably doesn't paint as much as she was. So the pieces are becoming more and more valuable.
Yeah, and I think it is the colors. The colors are what draw you into it, because you've got the white, and then you've got these bold pictures that are so, and they capture the island. They're, for the listener, it's all island related. It's, you know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're all representations of something on this island, which
is great.
Exactly,
yeah.
And they work so well with the fabrics that the designer picked out for the furniture. All of our furniture was custom made, you know, with hand-picked fabrics, and it shows. They're fun, bold prints that pick up the colors in the paintings and work well, again, with that nice white wall that we have here. So it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah. I am a sucker for bright colors like that. That is.
Me too.
And then your staff. I can't say enough about them. Explain to listener, like, how the staffing works there for them. Like, if you, because it's not, you know, maybe somewhat of a typical front desk. So, can you share how it works for you?
Absolutely. So, we are a small property, and we work with a very small staff here, which is great, because then, again, it still creates that family-like atmosphere that we're trying to create. I do not have a 24-hour desk, which you would find at most hotels, but I do live in the building. So I offer 24-hour service. My number is always posted at the desk, and our guests get it when they check in as well. So if anything happens once the desk closes, there's always a way to reach me, and I can take care of any problems that way. I think that as far as staff go, I said it earlier, we just have a wonderful, you know, caring staff that tries to get to know our guests, which makes a difference. A lot of them are on first name basis. You know, we learn about people's grandkids and pets at home.
Yes.
All of these little things that people love to share and we love to hear. So it's just a really great group of people here. It does change. I get turnover every year and I get some of the same people as well. So it's a kind of mixture of both. And I like to think that the people that come back are always, you know, guiding the new people into what our culture and atmosphere is here. And it's worked very well since I've been here. I've been very blessed to have amazing, amazing staffs.
Yes, that is great. I have to agree with you on that. And then you also then, would you say that you're like a sister hotel to the Cottage Inn?
Absolutely. So I have a few sister properties here. The Cottage Inn across the street is one of them, as well as the Chippewa Hotel and the Lilac Tree Hotel. Those are owned by Bob Benzer, who is one of the owners here. So, you know, we are all very close. We like to recommend each other, of course. We are different types of properties, which is fun. So if somebody's not necessarily looking for the smaller property that doesn't offer a restaurant, you know, I can guide them to the Chippewa, which has the Pink Pony and, you know, a waterfront stay. So there's always a place that I can guide them to if I'm not exactly what they're looking for, or if I'm full, which being a smaller property, I do fill up quickly. That's great, but, you know, I hate telling people no, so we're at that point where that's starting to happen. You know, season's just around the corner, and
you gotta get booked, for anybody listening, you gotta get booked, people say, well, can I just, like, no, I don't think people realize there is a great amount of lodging on the island, but there is also a limited amount of lodging, with that being said, too, and if you could be lucky. And you guys are also very, very good on your social media posting if there are cancellations. I have to give you
that. I do try to do that, and it works. I mean, I also keep a great cancellation list. My system is wonderful for that. It lets me know who's waiting. I can make those phone calls. But if it's last minute and I can't reach anybody, I'll post it on social media. And there's always seems to be somebody close by that wants to take it. So
for sure,
it works well.
Yes, I think that's great that you do that. And now you yourself have great social media for yourself, and you show a ton of great places to go on the island. So where could the listener like find you and follow you? Because like I love to watch it when you're on TikTok and you go to different places, and I think it's a great way to show people, especially when you're exploring the inner part of the island. I think that that helps them, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about that for them.
Yeah. So mostly TikTok. I try to do videos about the island and sometimes, you know, sprinkle in the hotel here and there. Huh? There are quite a few creators on the island that do a wonderful job showing all the fun things to do here. But I focus more on my hiking and some of the lesser known landmarks on the island, some of the places where the average tourist might not make it to or might not even know exist here. I love to hike. They say we have over 70 miles of hiking trails here. I'm not sure if that's exactly accurate, but we do have many more hiking trails that I wasn't even aware of for most of my life. So if you are an active outdoor enthusiast, there is a lot to do here. People ask me, how many days do you need? And I tell them, I've lived here 3 years and I'm not sick of it yet. Yeah. I don't know how many days you need forever, forever if you like this.
Yeah, so, I can imagine. Because once you start getting up in that part of the island, I think that's when it really hits you that you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's so much that I can't even accomplish to even do with that. So it's kind of like, okay, let's do this trip, and then let's do this next trip. And I love that you share where the locations are, what you're doing, because I think for somebody that is really wanting to explore something like that, it's great to have, I think in this day and age, a video reference to go off of, because not everybody knows how to use a map.
You're right. I know when I first moved here, I tried to find Sunset Rock for about the first month that I was here. Every Google map app, any app that I used, brought me to the wrong place. I was incredibly frustrated, and I was here early, so I didn't really have friends yet. It was early April. Nothing was open. Nobody could guide me. So that was one of the first TikTok videos I made, was to let people know how to get to Sunset Rock because it's incredibly beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful views on the island. And there's just a little, you know, it's a little quirky on how to get there. So with guidance, it's easy to find. I've had a lot of people thank me for that. And a lot of times with my guests, the videos that I make, such as the Secret Garden, Sunset Rock, those type of things, I'll just show them the video so they know how to get there, so they don't have to spend the amount of time looking for it like I did. Secret Garden was another one that I, you know, got right upon and didn't see multiple times and finally found it. So
yeah, and I think it's fun to be able to say, oh, wait, don't you remember that she said to do this? And then especially, for example, with Sunset Rock, with Stonecliff being closed the last 2 years, they've had to kind of reroute some of that, which changes it. But I think it's fun to see some of those different things with it.
Absolutely. I think people are going to be so pleasantly surprised if you've been to Sunset Rock before and are going back this year at what Stonecliff has done out there. It looks incredible. I think the route is forever going to be altered to Sunset Rock. I wonder. We'll have that little, you know, shortcut through Stonecliff's backyard that we used to have, but they have it really well marked right now. So anybody that does want to find it, you can follow the signs that they have posted out there and find it very easily.
Yeah, and I think it also is a really fun way for you to see so much more off of the island besides even just at Sunset Rock. So I think it's an even better scenic view going that way.
I agree.
Yeah, go and just take your time, you know, enjoy it. It's just a beautiful way to explore. So so your name on there for TikTok, I will share for the listener down in the show notes. But if you want to share with them now how they can follow you to get some of these points, that would be great.
Yeah, it's A Doe in the Woods. You know, play on the Alyssa Doe. But that is my handle on all of my social media. TikTok is the one that I, you know, post most frequently on. But if you wanted to follow the hotel on social media, the Mackinac House for both Instagram and Facebook, you can find me there. I do try to update. I need to update more than I do, but I will get better about it.
I feel like you do a great job. And as I mentioned with the cancellation, like I think that you are on top of that, and that is great, that showing it. But it's also a great place too for people to get on and get an idea of what the hotel looks like and get some great pictures with it, because it really is fun to see it. And
one of the fun things about here, and I didn't mention it earlier, is that when you get on my website, if you book online and you'll visually see your room, my website gets to show you pictures of everything. That is the room you're going to get. So you don't book a category of rooms here. You book a room, which I love. So you know, you get a visual representation. You get a pretty good idea of how fun it's going to be when you get here.
So we have done a balcony room, and I would encourage anyone to do a balcony room. 100%. Yes.
Absolutely.
It is so incredible. We left the door cracked. But I love that sound in the morning. But to sit out there, make yourself some coffee from the room and sit out there and then just see, as hear the fairies coming in, hearing the horses. I love the sound of the seagulls up there too. I am a sucker for the sound of the seagulls. So just sit there. Oh, it's just beautiful. It really is. It's so peaceful. You just kind of relax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we talked about Market Street earlier. I didn't mention, just being one street back in the May time when the bugs are bad, we don't get any of that back here, which is great.
Awesome. Yes.
It's, you know, it's a very short period of time, but there is, you'll hear about it every spring. People complain, when are the bugs going to be gone? You know, those little, I don't know what they're called, mayflies, I'm not sure.
I know. We tried to look at
the dock bugs.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those too that I don't know that you guys can even say when they're for sure going to come. Can you?
No.
It just depend on how the weather's going with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually a, you know, 3 week thing, but it's 3 weeks that you hear people complain. But again, Market Street, you just don't get it here, which is lovely. You will get it walking the perimeter of the island.
As a
caution to anybody that does that time of year, I would stick to the interior trails.
Uh-huh.
They're much better for that.
Yep, you're going to know what it's like to be a windshield when you're out riding around in the buzzer bag, because that's what it was for us. But it's also part of being somewhere like that. You got to take it, you know, and
yes,
go with it. It's just part of nature. So, Now, so I take it probably one of your favorite things to do on the island is hike. Would you say that that's correct? Do you have anything else you'd love to do?
Oh, I love to eat here. Our restaurants are incredible, which is probably why I do as much hiking as I do. But no, absolutely. Hiking is my very favorite thing to do in my spare time. It gets me, you know, because I live and work at the property, it gets me away from it. I feel like I have a little bit of me time. Gets me connected with the nature here, which is, you know, always just incredibly beautiful. You know, on top of the landscaping that's on purpose, our woods look like they're landscaped in the spring and summer. We get these beautiful wildflowers that are just everywhere. Just the most relaxing thing I can do. And again, like I just mentioned, the food here, our restaurants, my goodness, I could tell you something at every one that I think about when I'm not there. That's how good the food is when you're on the island. So, that's about all the spare time I have. I can maybe catch an occasional meal, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah, the restaurants, I actually have started a series on the podcast of all the restaurants. And I like to try someplace new, but it's hard because when you have someplace that you love something, and I have something that I have eaten there every time I've gone, except one time I think I didn't. And we fell in love with it randomly, and it's the Islander bean dip at Horns. And I have for dinner. That's just my dinner. And I love that thing.
I understand.
So much. And you're just like, no, go someplace else. But now what I do is I'm like, let's get that to go, and then we can enjoy the other. But I agree with you. The food is just phenomenal. It really is.
It hasn't always been like that in my lifetime here, so I'm happy to see now that I'm a resident to have that type of options. Even in the winter with our two restaurants that are open, they do a phenomenal job mixing things up for us, you know, making sure that we don't get sick of the same old things. Dowd's has amazing deli food. They've really always been great, but this year, who's ever back there cooking is doing a phenomenal job. The meals that they put out for those of us who might not want to cook a whole meal because, you know, there's one or two of us here. It's been a great option. So people always ask me, what do you do for food? It's not hard to eat here. 12 months out of the year, I eat very well here.
Yeah, it's not the Oregon Trail. We are okay. We do with stuff. But yeah, there is, I mean, it's more for us. It's deciding, okay, what are we? And while we want to go try the different things, the kids love the same things. So it's like, okay, let's do... Okay. Now, is there anything else you can think of that you would like to share with the listener?
Well, absolutely. I think if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already familiar with Mackinac Island. But I love to tell people that have only taken day trips here, spend the night. Come sometime, make it a priority, come spend the night on the island. It is a whole different experience than anything I had ever experienced as a day tripper. I learned so much more about what's here, but also learned that once that last boat leaves, the downtown becomes a whole other place.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's, you know, for some people, it's the trip of a lifetime. I hear that from a lot of guests when they're booking, and I understand why. It absolutely is breathtaking, and I've traveled lots of places, and I still have yet to find anything quite as extraordinary as this place.
So. I couldn't agree more. Yes, I'm very excited. We have some family that's coming with us that has never actually even ventured to Northern Michigan this year. And so I think that they, because I think Neil's brother was just kind of like, you know, it's Michigan. I'm like, you have no idea. You have, and it
no
makes
idea.
Me excited for them to experience exactly what you are talking about. And
yes.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is. It's a fantastic opportunity to do that. Are you pretty full for most of the season, or is there still, you know, preseason, postseason? How are things looking for you guys right now?
I am pretty full for June, July, and August. Mm-hmm. Even May is pretty full for this time of year, but I still have lots of September. Shockingly, because that, in my opinion, is the very, very best month to come. And October as well. So this is the way it kind of works. I tell people, try to secure your reservations by the end of March. After that, it's pretty hard to find. But we always do have cancellations. And if if you're not finding your dates with me, call me. I'll get you on that cancellation list. And if something becomes available, you'll definitely get a call and we'll get you in here. I have lots of people and then that works for.
Because you are with the sister hotels, with the other hotels. Is that something too, that if they weren't and they're like, okay, well, could you, is it something that you work with them as well too? Or do you just mostly focus with the Mackinac House?
I will refer them, but our systems aren't connected. So unfortunately, I can't look at their availability, but I always do give phone numbers to the properties and let people know, please call them. And we keep in good enough contact to know when there is availabilities. If I have something that opens up, I'll usually call one of the other managers and say, hey, if you have somebody looking, send them my way. Mm-hmm. The Tourism Bureau is such a great resource here, not only for the visitors to the island, but for those of us who run and manage properties here. I will call them if I have something open up, and they always guide people our way. So it's really, we're all connected here and we all try to help each other out, sister property or not. I do honestly answer questions if somebody wants to know about the Grand Hotel. I'll never try to talk them out of going there. I tell them all the wonderful things about it, you know.
Yeah.
I think we all have good relationships and try to support each other.
I completely agree. I do not, I've never had that, and I never even feel that when I'm on the island. Everybody is the same way, and that's great. You guys all pull together with that. It's not a competition like that, because at the end goal, you just are there because you love the island and you want everybody to experience the love of it.
You're right. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. It's a really great community.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and talking about this wonderful place.
Thank you.
I love it so much. And I really hope that the listener, if they are looking, checks it out, because it is a charming gem on Mackinac Island. You guys have done a fantastic job with it.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I'm so happy that you stayed with us, and I hope we'll have you back.
Yes. Oh, I will be. Don't worry. We will be back there for sure. Yes. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Thanks, Heather. You have a great day.
Once again, thank you to Alyssa for coming on and sharing so much great information about the Mackinac House and about all that she can about exploring the island. And again, if you get the opportunity, stop in there. They are so pleasant. They are so nice. And then you can see the lobby and the colors and everything we were talking about, because it is just charming and is so beautiful. I love it. It's kind of like my dream palette for colors in my house. So they've done a great job with decorating. And be sure to follow her on TikTok for little videos to help guide you if you're exploring the parts of the island that are new to you, or if you want to go see them, because I feel that that is just an added bonus. And then go to the Mackinac House on Instagram to follow them, and I will have all the information in the show notes, as long as on the website, www.totallymackinacislandpodcast.com. Well, that concludes this week's episode. I look forward to talking to you next week about our favorite place, Mackinac Island. Totally Mackinac Island is written, produced, and edited by me, Heather.